holiday celebrations right around the corner, many college students are going back home for winter break. And while this phase in life is usually exciting, it can be overwhelming for mental health. And that might show at the dinner table during those Christmas gatherings, which is why it's important for parents to check in with their children who are home for the holidays. For more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Arkna Dubey, Chief Medical Officer at the United Healthcare of California. Doctor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
So when kids come home for the holidays, it's different. I, full disclosure, my 21-year-old daughter just got home, I want to say 2 days ago, and already I notice a difference. I mean, how much she's grown, how much she's matured, and things like that. But what are you looking for when kids come home from college, say? What kind of warning signs?
Yes. Well, I also want to admit that my 21-year-old is back home too. So we are in the same boat. Wow. So I would like to, yes. They are all grown up and they are adults, but they're mini adults and they're keeping a lot of managing their, you know, friendship, their social life, their academic life, and a lot of pressure of living by themselves when they're at college. So when they do come back for holidays, it's an opportunity for us as parents to check in, both for their mental and physical health. And, you know, sometimes mental health is not super apparent as we think about, like we will see some behavior change in others, but sometimes the warning signs can be rather subtle, like persistent sadness and withdrawal, which you may think that they're missing their friends, but it is unusual when they are not enjoying things that they used to enjoy before. Sometimes outbursts of extreme irritability, changes in mood and behavior, personality, sometimes physical symptoms like, you know, having abdominal pain, frequent headaches and others, difficulty concentrating or engaging in a conversation. So a lot of these subtle things may show up as warning signs of possibly something is going on with your child when they come back. And this is a perfect opportunity to kind of directly address it, because we know through even a recent American Health rankings that 18 to 25 year olds are the most vulnerable age for mental health, unmet mental needs, suicidal thoughts, and substance abuse.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and you and I can relate since we have kids the same age, and that is coming right out of the pandemic during that huge transition between high school and then higher education. It was just overwhelming. But I want to ask you about the parents. I mean, how much are parents to blame for issues that may be interpreted as mental health, but just an adjustment in coming back home? Because parents tend to pick up right where they left off, and these kids are becoming more independent, and they don't want to hear about mom and dad's restrictions.
And you know, we, as the kids grow into adults, we also need to become, parents need to become like they're having a conversation with an adult and not so much the child. So getting that conversation as an adult to adult, having these open-ended questions, like how are you handling the balance between school and social life? Can you tell me some more about your friends? How did you meet them? How do you like to get together with them? Or if you're noticing that they are a little bit stressed, to just directly asking, I've noticed you're not feeling yourself lately. Can you share what's on your mind? And sometimes, you know, I would say a subset of kids. And by the way, I'm a practicing physician, so I do have the same age group of kids. And you would see that a pretty healthy subset of these kids are appreciate a direct question and respond well and open up. But then there is another subset, which is significant, close to about 30%, that would be a little bit closed about it. So as parents, we can offer other venues of them to be able to share their stressors. So suggesting, you know, maybe seeing a therapist or a mentor or a family member or an older friend that is trustworthy, that they can have a conversation and help them navigate through some of the stressors that they're feeling. Mm-hmm. I do want to stress onto the parents that as we are fostering their independence, we can become their consultants in providing them the right resources, because we also found in a very recent survey that college students were 2 times more likely to suffer from mental health issues than their parents were aware off. And this is not a generation gap or kids trying to keep from them. It is just, the proximity of parents being next to the kids. And what you just pointed out, that there was a massive pandemic issue that happened with our kids, right? Yes.
It's an important conversation. And Doctor, I wish you the best of luck during the holidays with your family coming home. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it too. Dr. Archana Dubey, Chief Medical Officer at the United Healthcare of California.